There was a budget adjustment in the amount of $51,000 for FAR Associates that was approved by council. That increases what the firm behind Uptown Redesign and Redevelopment is receiving for Uptown 2.0. Why the need for the adjustment?
Well, I think we're taking a harder look at the underpass scenario and doing some design work on that. It was clear in our public meetings that if we had were required to do overpass or underpass to accommodate the Union Pacific Railroad and Illinois Department of Transportation. Given the development that might occur south of the tracks, everyone pretty much agreed that the underpass was the best solution, so it required more work.
What do you say to people who say this is just indicative of the town sort of wanting that Cadillac feature or overspending or focusing too much on Uptown and just build the overpass?
You know,
because there are those people out there.
Well, I've not heard that.
Okay.
Honestly, the people that have that mindset say don't do anything. Just leave it as is. You know, that I think that argument is gone away. People realize what the result of robust planning and implementation had on the Uptown area and what a vital area it is. I think they understand what we're trying to do.
So what might we see from FAR Associates with that additional $51,000? More design work, firm design on what an underpass might look
exactly.
like?
Yeah.
As I mentioned a year ago, we were talking about a pedestrian overpass over the tracks in Uptown, connecting the parcels north and south of the tracks. Where is the town with the parties involved with moving forward with what is now an underpass? You mentioned IDOT, you mentioned Union Pacific. Where are we on that?
We've had discussions with all these bodies, and it's in the Union Pacific's hands right now. What we've asked for is a temporary at-grade crossing for Amtrak patrons only. And they are doing their due diligence on that to see if that's a possibility.
How are you going to keep a bicyclist from slipping through there?
Fencing. It'll be fenced off. There won't be any access.
The overpass plan was set to receive federal and state money totaling more than $6.8 million, paying for nearly all of the project. An underpass could double that cost, meaning the town could be on the hook for around $7 million, if my math is correct. Are state and federal dollars, are those still available? Are they available for the city to use, for the town to use for that project?
Well, there are no state dollars available for anything until the state gets a budget. But yes, we've talked to people already at the federal level, and they think the concept tied to the redevelopment and the plan is an ideal candidate for another Tiger Grant. So we'll probably be going that direction.